This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host, Paul Esposito. Thank you for joining me here today, friends. Thank you for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together trek through the Word of God. We're in the book of Revelation, and this is WGOD, where we are tuning in to God's frequency to hear Him, because God is always broadcasting. This is the secret. God is always broadcasting. If you're in search of and in desperate need of a word from God, the secret is to go to where He's always broadcasting, and that is in His Word. WGOD is always transmitting if you go to where He's broadcasting. And that's what we do here in this program. We go to where God is speaking, and we let Him speak to us through His Word. We're in the book of Revelation. Right before we get started, let me say, to follow this ministry, to interact with us, you can go to WGODontheair.net. Now, I made a provocative statement yesterday, maybe you didn't agree with, and that is the prerequisites for being an apostle. And if you think the Word of God says different than that, then I encourage you to go to WGODontheair.net, click on the link that says Discuss Today's Broadcast, and as any conversation, I would have to ask you book, chapter, and verse. And I know, and in Ephesians chapter 4, it's listed as one of the offices of the church. And absolutely, while Paul wrote that, most assuredly, there were apostles. And to be an apostle, you had to meet certain qualifications. Now, the Lord Jesus Christ here to this church in Ephesus, chapter 2, He commends this church, chapter 2, verse 2. The Lord says, I know your works and your labor and your endurance, and that you cannot bear those who are evil. You know, I think they do a better job than we do sometimes. You know, today we're slapped around for not bearing those that are evil. We're slapped around by many in the church for enduring those that are evil, for turning the other cheek to those that are evil, for calling evil good, for accepting evil and say, well, it's just a sign of the times. We're just called to love people, right? Love the sinner, hate the sin. Now, that is true. Love the sinner like Jesus loved the sinner. However, the Son of God commends the church at Ephesus for not bearing with those that are evil. That is evil, call it what it is. I made the comment yesterday, and this pastor, this Methodist pastor who's got four kids and three of them are gay. Perhaps someone misunderstood when I said he married his son. I should have said he officiated at the wedding of his son. And this man, single-handedly, Satan used to destroy the church by calling evil good, by bearing with that is evil, even though it was his own family member. He officiated at the wedding of his son, and he caused millions of Christians to fall away and turn their back on God because people put their trust in ministers. And this man called evil good, performed the wedding for his son, and wears it as a badge of honor that he's done something good. And I'm telling you, he hasn't done something good. You can't just accept sin if it's just someone in your family. That doesn't make it right. It makes it harder to do, I know. But you can't accept it only because it's someone in your family. Now, Jesus commends this church for not bearing with those that are evil. Evil needs to be exposed, recognized, turned, and repented from, not winked at. God's calling people and calling us to repent. He says in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17, do not touch the unclean thing, but turn, and I will receive you, he says. Don't call evil good. Call it what it is. If it's you doing it, turn and repent from it, and he will receive you. If it's someone else doing it, don't call evil good. Now, here in verse 2, again, he says, I know your works and your labor and your endurance, and you cannot bear those who are evil. And you tested those who say that they are apostles and are not, and you found them to be false. Now, I made the comment a minute ago, if you can show anywhere, book, chapter, and verse, everything's got to be that. Book, chapter, and verse, where it says in the Bible anything different than that, I encourage you, go to WGODOnTheAir.net and put on there book, chapter, and verse where there are apostles out here today. You're not going to find that anywhere, because to be an apostle, you had to be an eyewitness of Jesus Christ. Book, chapter, and verse, Acts chapter 1, verse 21, when Judas hung himself and they picked replacements. They came up with two and prayed over them. Actually, they drew straws. They gambled over the replacement. But to be an apostle, the ones that they chose was someone who was there when the Lord Jesus Christ was with them. An apostle had to be, because that's what the word means. Sent out ones. Sent out with what? They saw Jesus Christ with their own eyes after he had died and was raised up again. These people saw Jesus Christ after he was raised up from the dead. That's what they had in their heart. Imagine if you would have seen something like that. Imagine the kind of effective witness you would be if you were alive then and saw Jesus Christ with your own eyes after he had died. Friend, there'd be no stopping you. If someone came up against you, there'd be no stopping you. If someone said, well, that wasn't true, there'd be no stopping you. If someone said, oh, recant that or die, there'd be no stopping you. And this is what an apostle was. Also, 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 1, Paul said, am I not an apostle? Have I not seen Jesus Christ? Certainly, in Ephesians chapter 4, you will find the gift of apostles, because you will find the office of apostle, because there were apostles in the first century. All those who were apostles in the first century were people who saw, they were men, not women. Men, first of all. Second of all, they saw Jesus Christ. They saw Jesus after he had died. They saw Jesus after he was raised up from the dead. That is what it took to be an apostle. Therefore, are there apostles today in the church? Impossible. You had to be an eyewitness of Christ after he was raised up from the dead. An eyewitness of him, not in a dream or a vision, but someone who was alive then, who saw him in the flesh, face to face, who saw the Son of God. That's what you had to be in order to be chosen as an apostle. And remember, too, you were chosen by the Lord Jesus Christ. As he said to the apostles in John 15, 16, you did not choose me, but I chose you and I appointed you. When Paul was picked, when chosen as an apostle, he says, not from men nor through man, but through Jesus Christ. You cannot have a service at your church at 4:30 on a Saturday afternoon and pick an apostle. You can't lay hands and vote for an apostle. An apostle, not from men, nor through man, but through Jesus Christ. And an eyewitness of the very Son of God himself. Alive again, that death had no hold on. This was a special person, and we know he was a special person because of the signs and wonders that they did. We know getting in Peter's shadow, we read in the book of Acts that people in Peter's shadow were healed. We know it says that great miracles were brought about by the hand of Paul, and that his handkerchief, I won't say his handkerchief healed people, I'll say God used his handkerchief in order to authenticate the message of the Apostle Paul. Also, 2 Corinthians chapter 12, Paul says in verse 12, truly the signs of an apostle were worked among you with all perseverance in signs and wonders and miracles. But not those things alone, not signs and wonders and miracles, but signs and wonders and miracles and being an eyewitness of Jesus Christ after he died, all those things together. Not just being an eyewitness with no signs and wonders and miracles either. There was 500 of them that weren't apostles, but someone who was an eyewitness and then proved and authenticated that they were an apostle by signs, wonders, and miracles as well. Now, back to Revelation chapter 2, verse 3, it says, you have endurance and you have borne patiently on account of my name and you did not become weary. Nevertheless, I have this against you, that you've left your first love. Remember, therefore, from where you have fallen and repent and do the first works. But if not, I am coming to you quickly and I will remove your lampstand out of its place unless you repent. Now, there is the promise and the encouragement and the threat. If you don't make this right, I'm going to remove the lampstand. We saw what the lampstand is. The lampstand are the seven churches, and there's more than seven churches. The lampstand is your church. Where do you go to church, friend? The Lord Jesus makes the promise. If you don't make things right here with this church, they've left their first love. Now remember, well, perhaps you don't know, but I'll read it to you in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 15. Some 30 years earlier than this, Paul says, because of this also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, I do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. Now that was around 64 AD. Now 96 AD, you see, a couple of years has passed. 30 years has gone by. And now, for a variety of ways, the Lord hasn't come back yet. People were upset. They thought maybe he was going to come back in their lifetime and it hadn't happened yet. Or they had grown old and their fire, their lamps gone out. They didn't have the zeal that they used to have back when they were first saved. And Jesus said, you've left your first love. And he encouraged them to get it back. Let me ask you the question. We'll leave with this today. Do you love the Lord Jesus Christ as much today as when you first believed? Do you love the Lord Jesus as much today as when you first believed? If the answer to that is no, I encourage you to get it back. Get it back. Let God use you in these last dark days to turn this upside down world right side up. We'll be back again soon with a new program in WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at WGODontheair.com. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time.